The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Yeah, a practice suggestion for you to try on, if you like, this morning. And it's a radically simple practice point. And that is to imbue the awareness with kindness. We often think of the practice of metta, loving kindness, as a separate practice. And we do practice it. It is a formal practice. May you be well, may you be happy. You know, it's a cultivation practice. But also, when we do mindfulness practice, imbuing the awareness and imbuing your mindfulness with just kindness, whatever comes into contact with your awareness, letting it be touched with just a tad of kindness. And there are many, many ways that you can be creative about this. You can practice creatively. So, for example, as you are doing walking meditation, maybe every step that's touching the ground, as Thich Nhat Hanh says, as every step is kissing the ground, so with kindness, with kindness, with kindness. Or perhaps as you're breathing, as you're sitting and breathing, allowing the breath to bring in a sense of kindness, imbuing your body, filling your body with a sense of friendliness, goodwill. Very gentle. Again, this is not a forced practice. It's very gentle. It's very subtle. Similarly, if thoughts arise, especially if judgmental thoughts arise, letting them be met with an awareness that is kind, an awareness that's not judgmental. And if, again, judgment upon judgment arises, like, oh, I can't be kind. How does this work? This is hard. Allow that to be met with kindness. It's okay. It's okay. Another way you can practice with this instruction is to see yourself imbued or sitting in a container, in a gauzy, thin fabric of kindness, like the air that we cannot see in this room. But it's just gentleness, friendliness, goodwill that imbues what you're resting in and what fills you with every breath. So there are many different ways you can creatively, whatever works for you. So I'm inviting creativity in how does one bring friendliness and just a touch of very, very light. Again, it's not forced. It's very light. It's like a drop of dye that has been dropped in a swimming pool. You know, you can barely see it, but that color is there. How can knowing be imbued or be touched, be permeated with just a stance of gentleness, friendliness, kindness towards yourself, towards others, towards thoughts, towards emotions, if difficult emotions come up, sadness, anger, disappointment, how can they be met with just a gentle, gentle touch of kindness? Very simple. And if you find yourself getting entangled, meet that entanglement with kindness. Or just let it go and just be with your breath. Maybe that's the kindest thing you can do this morning. That would be the way to bring in friendliness and kindness into the practice. And the last thing I'd like to say is a phrase that Jack Kornfield likes to use when he teaches mindfulness is loving awareness. Loving awareness is a way to bring in this kindness, this gentleness into your awareness, into your mindfulness practice. Loving awareness that can touch everything. So see how that might transform things or not. Just practice with it this morning. Any questions before we go to walking meditation? Great. Have a lovely morning of practice. And again, if you'd like to sign up, I'm available.